Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
Oh, goodness gracious.
The look on your face right now.
The brakes are out of control.
My cheeks hurt. We're laughing so hard. So whatever the... I'll share with the radio listeners. During the break, Dr. Mayer was showing us this chart from a chiropractic app that shows red segments versus green segments. And we were... just trying to understand the science behind it, and obviously we couldn't figure out the science behind it, and we just got a chuckle out of it. So I just had to say that. All right, so I want to go to a different subject, still sports related, still sports medicine. And by the way, Genova, we're going to take your call because you're always good with a call. I'm confused. Is the Big Ten going to play or not? What? Somebody's suing somebody. Mm-hmm. And the president got involved and said Big Ten should play. And the Big Ten is reconsidering whether to have football or not. What? I'm confused. Can you guys shed some light? Are they going to play or are they not going to play?
So Nebraska.
The players. Nebraska players are suing the Big Ten for the decision that came out last week. For canceling the season. But apparently under the some kind of act, they released the vote of the Big Ten presidents or whoever voted, mm-hmm. and it was an 8-3 vote that 8 teams said we should not be playing, 3 schools said we should be playing.
Mm-hmm. Let me guess. Nebraska, Ohio State, and Michigan said we should be.
I don't know who the 3 was.
Sounds about
remember.
Right.
I don't remember, but that makes sense
you
to me.
You can assume Nebraska.
It's all big money. Yeah. It's all big money to them. And speaking of big money, UT just cut their sports budget by $54 million. Mm. That's a big number. Anyway, so what was the phrase that you used, Kareem? Delay and pray?
Yeah, delay and pray.
I think that's what's happening here is the delay and pray, but the Big Ten... along with other conferences, I'm not going to just single them out, unilaterally said, well, we're not playing this year. Well, things might change. Things might evolve. Mm. But as we sit here today, are they practicing? I don't know what's happening.
I have no idea.
I don't know, man. I really don't.
No clue.
Yeah, so I know college football has already started in some places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a game today.
But I'll tell you, there's some of those players. Look, with the combine stuff we do, I'm already getting phone calls that they're coming already.
Yeah, they're not playing.
Some of these top prospects of those conferences that are NFL worthy, uh-huh. they're out.
LSU's number one wide receiver backed out.
Yeah, they're starting to train. They're already training for 2021 draft.
SEC's still on.
But he said he's not playing. And so,
if you're that good, you can really only hurt your status.
Exactly.
In a way, yes.
If you're predicted to be a top 10 pick, why would you expose yourself to injury? Because, at least in my opinion, I don't care what Dabo Sweeney says, I think this year's championship is going to have a little asterisk next to it.
Well, if the Big Ten doesn't play, Ohio State's always in the picture.
Or the Pac-12.
But yeah.
I don't want to rule them out either. So, but yeah.
Dabo says, oh, it's meaningful. I don't know. I don't think so.
But I mean, as a coach, you have to say that.
You have to say that. I know.
You're not going to expect anything different come out of his mouth. Well, because to the kids there that are playing, they're going to feel that way.
I get it. I just don't necessarily agree with it. So right. I think if I was the number one wide receiver on the draft board, I wouldn't play.
Mm. Man, if you got people who the conference is playing and they're still, I'm out.
So when does SEC start? Any ideas?
I think everyone's the same in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, same schedules coming out. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. So we alluded to this, I did at least, in the let's just go to Genova Okay, I'm gonna. Well, because I realize I have another segment, so I can get back to it. Genovo, you are on. Good morning. What's up?
Good morning. I was laughing with them. I have my results. And yes, speaking of football, I like the way you segued in there because my boys play tonight.
Who are they playing against?
They are playing against SFA, and then next week they play the University of Texas in Austin.
Yeah, we talked about that.
So, do you think that I'm going to ask you because obviously you've been on the show so many times, you're an expert now.
No, I am not.
Is a game and Stephen F. Austin, and so I went to same Houston, so Stephen F. Austin was our rival way back in the day. Does the UTEP SFA game kind of count as a preseason game?
When you play a football, coach, and I'm pretty sure Doc can tell you, practice counts. Because anytime that you're colliding with another human being,
I love this guy.
It's just like surgery. When you go in,
there's not a practice surgery. You're right. Yeah. There's not a practice surgery.
It's not practice.
There's not a preseason case.
When Iverson say practice, y'all talk about practice. That's only in basketball. When you're colliding with another person, when you're in a boxing ring, there's no practice.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. You got two boys at UTEP. Do you have tickets to the game down in Austin?
I have not gotten any yet.
If you don't get them, I will give you my four. and I will.
No. Because I want to meet you there. I mean, I'm gonna get tickets by hook or crook.
I'm gonna tell you right now here on air. I will give you my tickets. So if you do not get them for whatever reason, because look, they only gave out 25%. So of the 100,000 people that have tickets, 25% of UT season tickets only got them. It is rare that a father gets a chance to see two boys of their own play this close to home on the same football team.
At DKR.
And if you've never had that opportunity, I will give you my time. I'm telling you right now here, live air, however many people are listening to them, you got them. I give them to you.
Well, I thank you so much. I've been blessed so much. That's just a blessing. I can do nothing but smile. I mean, my knee is really just maintenance. My doctor laughed yesterday when I said that. I said, "Oh, doc, this is just maintenance. I got a heart. I mean, as long as my heart is beating, I can go with one leg. I just can't go without a heart." Sure. So let's get that, you know, let's get that involved. I really appreciate it, and I'll be in contact with you. Doc, you look good this morning. Everybody looks good, Doc. I love the orange and black. Oh my goodness!
The glasses. He got the. You can't tell, but he's got the matching glasses, man.
Oh
he
wow!
He got the orange and the black Doc, glasses. He coordinate.
Doc, are you taking the wife out for brunch today? That's a yes, right?
You know, I'm doing something that's really I've never done before today. After we're done, I'm playing golf with my daughter. I'm so excited about that.
No, that's cool.
Okay.
All right. Let you go. Thanks, bud.
All right. Have a good one. Microfracture surgery in a month.
Oh. No. Call back before you do that.
Well, come see us. Come get your tickets and come see us.
Call back before you do that.
Yeah.
Microfracture surgery for what?
Hey,
what?
That's a great segue.
What is diagnosis? What they say?
Hold on. That's a great.
He hung up.
That's a great segue. So cartilage. I love cartilage. That is my little baby.
Cartilage.
Explain to people why we're all up in arms.
I love cartilage because microfracture was really invented in the 70s and 80s.
In the 40s.
Nobody really does just isolated microfracture nowadays.
And
we joked
there
about Greg Oden. Let Greg Oden be a little bit of the poster boy of that too. At minimum, you do microfracture plus. It's always plus something else at a minimum nowadays. And we can go into all that, but the amount of other cartilage stuff that we can do nowadays, it's unbelievable. It'll blow your mind. And so that's why I microfracture. No. Genovo. You got options, buddy.
Yep.
Everybody in here.
Yeah, but how cool.
And
then he hangs up on that. Right. But how cool is that he's going to have two kids playing on the same team? At the same college. I mean, that's like a rare 2-year window that you're going to see both your boys at that level. That's cool.
Yeah.
So I told you earlier I was going to pass along this story about my only UTEP story. I only have one UTEP story. And it was about a lineman that played for Wilmer Hutchins back in the day. I took care of Wilmer Hutchins for the first 15 years of my career. And We had a, so this actually is kind of a business of medicine before there was a business of medicine. Mm. So back in the 90s, it would have been the early 90s. I was covering a Friday night football game, and Peanut got hurt, and he was a lineman, and he got a helmet to the side. I mean, his knee was, he blew it out. He blew it out. So I saw him that night. I put him in an immobilizer. I told Mom, I said, look, it's going to need an MRI. It's probably going to need to be fixed. And they had an HMO kind of insurance. So she said, well, we're going to go get our MRI through the HMO. Well, weeks go by, and I go to the next week's game, and there was no Peanut. He didn't even come to the game. Next week go by, Peanut's not there. I expected to see him on the sideline in crutches. And so I had the trainer call the mom and say, hey, what's going on? Did he ever have his MRI yet? And she was upset, and she was in tears, and the trainer said, just he told me. And I said, give me her number. I'll call her. So I called the mom, and I said, so what's going on with the MRI and Peanut's knee injury? And she started crying, and she said, well, we took him to our primary care doctor, and he looked at him, and he said, HMO now. He said, MRI is not necessary. We're just going to let nature heal this, and we'll just see where this ends up in another year. I said, what?
Flag on the plate.
What?
Have mercy.
A year? This kid's got potential. So I said, you know what? Where's Peanut now? Well, he's been home, elevated in a brace. He really can't walk around. I said, it's been 2 weeks. So I said, put him in a car. Bring him over to the office. And he clearly, it was an ACL. And it was a multi-leg. Because I saw it happen. I actually literally saw the play.
Wow.
And it was swollen. It was bruised. I said, you know what? Let me make a couple of phone calls. So I called our administrator at our hospital. This was back in the medical arts days. And I said, can we do an MRI on this kid? You know, complimentary. He goes, sure. And MRI showed exactly what we thought. And I said, look, he's going to need surgery. Can we just do it? And that was back in the days where you didn't have to worry about that sort of thing. And we did it. So we fixed Peanut's knee. And 6 months later, he got a scholarship at UTEP. And he was a lineman at UTEP. And I still get chills when I hear this story because of financial disincentives. His primary care doc would not approve the MRI and said, we'll let nature heal this and we'll check it out in a year.
He didn't even send him to a in-network orthopedic surgeon?
Well, no, because it's the HMO thing.
It was HMO.
It's the HMO thing.
So whatever money's left over, they get to
Keep. They get. So this kid was basically from the system of healthcare, had no chance.
Yep.
Had no chance.
And tell me back then.
Tell me how big Peanut was.
Peanut was huge.
You keep calling him Peanut.
Peanut was no Peanut.
Peanut was a big kid. This, I mean, that's why you get a Division I scholarship
to play lineman.
After a multi-ligament knee injury. Peanut, he was big. Anyway, all right, quick little break.
Wow.
That was my Peanut story.
Wow,
in UTEP.
I love it.
Genoval, you've heard it here first. 855-787-1033. I think I have a UTEP jersey from him. 21,000 is the text machine number. Send us a text. Send us a comment. T.O. Soriel coming right back.